你翻到罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to the salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first, and also for the Greek.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
十二节。
Verse 12.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
就如罪作王叫人死，照样死恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
That's all the passages we'll read.
大家都知道，这个周末呢，我们用五堂的时间一同来看罗马书第五章一直到第八章。
We know that this weekend we have five messages in which we'll share from Romans 5 to 8.
那我听说，在这里聚会的弟兄姊妹曾经被请求说，如果可能的话，能把这一段圣经读到十遍。
We know that we've been asked to read these four chapters 10 times at least.
我们相信有很多的人一定这样做到了。
I trust that many of you have done so.
那我很好奇，我不要问大家哪些人已经读完这十遍。
So I'm curious, but I'm not going to ask who finished it 10 times.
但是我想我可以问说，在座有没有人读过超过十遍以上的？可不可以请你举个手？十遍以上。
Is there anyone who read it over 10 times? Can you please raise your hand?
二十遍以上，二十遍。
Over 20 times?
还是有人？三十遍有吗？
30 times.
OK, 大概二十遍到三十遍中间。
OK, so it's between 20 and 30 times.
讲到罗马书
When we speak of Romans,
我们愿意在这里特别为着刚刚蒙恩得救的或者青年人，我们要多说一点打基础的话。
We want to set the ground right, especially for those who have just received the gospel and the young people.
首先我们要问罗马书的位置在圣经什么地方。
We have to share about where Romans stands in Scripture.
然后这次呢，我们的重点又重在第五章到第八章。
And our main focus would be on Romans 5 to 8.
我们知道全本圣经是66卷。
We know that the whole Bible has 66 books.
旧约39卷，新约27卷。
There are 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 books in the New Testament.
那旧约开始的时候有五卷圣经，叫做摩西五经。
The Old Testament begins with the five books of Moses.
律法是从摩西来的。
The law comes from Moses.
新约前面有四本福音书。
And in the New Testament, it begins with the four Gospels.
恩典和真理乃从主基督耶稣来的。
Grace and truth comes from Jesus Christ.
所以因着神的律法。
Because of the law of God.
神就拣选一般律法之子。
God has chosen a people of the law.
结果他们就开始了一段的历史。
And they began a history.
所以接着律法书是在旧约里面就是所谓的历史书。
So in the book of the law, it becomes the history.
然后从约书亚记一直到以斯帖记。
And from the book of Joshua to the book of Esther.
这里给我们看见那些遵守律法的人。
It shows us a people who abide by the law.
这些所谓的 sons of law, 所谓律法之子。
They are the sons of law.
他们怎么过他们的生活？
How they live their lives.
他们的确写下了一段历史。
They really.Put their mark in history.
那讲到新约的时候
Now I come to the New Testament.
我们知道说因着耶稣基督的福音有很多人就变成了恩典之子
Because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, a lot of people become sons of grace.
那因为他们是恩典之子
Because they are sons of grace.
他们也写下历史
They also put their mark in history.
这就是使徒行传
That's the book of Acts.
所以福音书对律法书
So the Gospels correspond to the law.
使徒行传对历史书。
Acts correspond to the history books.
那么这些写下历史的律法之子。
So those who wrote history, the sons of law.
你怎么解释他们在神面前的经历呢？
How do you explain their experiences before God?
所以接下来有五卷，五卷的智慧书。
So there are five books of wisdom.
从约伯记一直到各种之歌。
From the book of Job to the Song of Songs.
所以从这五卷书里面，我们就明白在旧约里面那些律法之子，他们在神面前的一个经历是个怎样的经历。
So from these five books of wisdom, we can understand the experiences of the sons of the law before God.
那许多律法之子被称为隐藏的人
A lot of the sons of the law are called the hidden ones.
他们在神面前有个隐藏的经历
They have a hidden experience before God.
如果你光读历史书，你读不出来的
If you read the history books, you cannot see it.
你读到智慧书，你就明白了
But if you read the books of wisdom, you can see it.
然后接下来的就是十七卷的先知书
And there are 17 books of the prophets that follows
我们知道讲到历史书讲到过去
The history book talks about the past
经历是讲的现在
Experiences refers to the now
那我们要问说以色列人有没有将来呢
So do the Jews have a future?
那么十七卷的先知书就是个最好的回答
And the answer to that lies in the 17 prophetic books
所以这里给我们看一下律法之子的起源乃是五卷的律法书
So we see that for the sons of the law their beginning stems from the five books of the law
然后圣灵讲到神的子民他的过去现在和未来
So in God's word you see the history of the sons of the law the present and the future
那么我们知道我们这些蒙恩的人当然耶稣基督的福音是我们的起源
For those of us who has received graceOf course, the gospel is our beginning.
讲到我们的历史，讲到我们的过去，就是《使徒行传》给我们看到的。
And in the book of Acts, it speaks of our history.
那么教会有没有前途呢
？Is there a future for the church?
所以最后有一卷书叫做《启示录》。
So in the last book of the Bible, there's a book called the Book of Revelation.
那《启示录》乃是给我们看见教会是有前途的。
So the book of Revelation shows us that there's a future for the church.
教会是有明天的。
The church has a tomorrow.
虽然我们今天四分五裂。
Even though we're very divided today.
看样子，恐怕主很难在他回来以前得着个荣耀的教会。
It's as though it's hopeless to be a glorious church before the return of the Lord.
如果这样的话，我们怎么能再往前呢
？How can we move forward?
结果我们知道是启示录给了我们最大的鼓舞。
So.The book of Revelations truly gives us hope.
那么在过去跟将来的中间
So in between the past and the future
你怎么解释这些恩典之子他们在神面前的经历呢
How do you explain the experience of the sons of grace before God?
那就是圣经中的书信的部分
So that's the epistles.
那么所以书信就相当于智慧书
So the epistles correspond to the books of wisdom.
就好像福音书相当于律法书一样
It's like the Gospels correspond with the law.
使徒行传相当于旧约历史书一样。
The book of Acts correspond with the history.
启示录相当于十七卷的先知书一样。
The book of Revelation corresponds to the 17 prophetic books.
所以要解释圣徒的经历。
So to explain the experience of Christians.
这就是为什么圣灵给了我们书信的部分。
That's why the Holy Spirit gave us the epistles.
那我们讲到智慧书有五卷。
When we speak of the book of wisdom, there are five books.
从五个不同的角度来解释旧约圣灵的经历。
So from five different angles, the experience of the Holy Spirit is explained.
圣灵。
Oh, the experience of life is explained.
No, 圣灵就是 the people of God, 就是旧约的时候。
Okay, the experience of
圣是指着圣洁的子民，圣灵。
Okay, the experience of the holy people of God are explained.
那这个是讲到旧约。
That's the Old Testament.
那么新约呢也是一样，在书信里也是从五个不同的角度来看的。
So in the New Testament, likewise, the life is explained through five different perspectives.
从保罗的角度就有了保罗的书信。
From the perspectives of Paul, there are five epistles.
有约翰的书信。
And there are the epistles of John.
有彼得的书信。
And there are the epistles of Peter.
然后呢，我们这也有雅各书跟犹大书。
And we have the book of James and the book of Judah.
最后还有一个角度就是希伯来书的角度。 作者的角度。
Lastly, we have the writer of Hebrews.
所以你看见从五个不同的角度来解释我们基督徒的经历。
So there are five different angles from which the Christian living is explained.
那么特别我们讲到书信的时候。
Especially when we speak of epistles.
这特别是在新约的时候圣灵所特别用那个题材。
The Holy Spirit has included a very special subject.
它不是像旧约的诗，不是。
It's not from the Old Testament poetry.
它乃是写信的题材。
It's using letters, epistles.
现在说话，新约说话不像旧约一样，好像先知神的话领导他，他是高高在上，说给低低在下的。
In the past, in the Old Testament, it says, the word of the Lord came to me. It's as though the Lord is very high and we're very low.
书信乃是一种交通。
The epistles is a way of communication.
因着基督的生命住在写信的里面，也住在受信的里面。
Because the life of Christ is in the writer and the receiver of the letters.
所以他们同样蒙主恩典的。
So both of them receive the grace.
他们是一样高，一样高。可以说是一样高一样低的。
They speak on equal levels.
所以他们写信的时候可以说是平起平坐的。
So they communicate with one another as equals.
保罗能够写信给罗马的教会。
Paul can write to the people in Rome.
不是因为保罗比罗马教会高一点，不是。
Not because Paul is greater than the Roman Christians.
保罗把在基督里面的生命就分给在罗马的教会的弟兄姊妹。
Paul shared the life of Christ with the church in Rome.
所以讲到书信，我们就是讲到交通，讲到那个来往，讲到生命的一种的交流。
So the epistles is a way of communication to share life mutually with one another.
所以它和诗的题材就不大一样了。
So it's not like the poetic books.
那么现在呢，我们所讲的罗马书乃是保罗十三封书信里面的一卷。
So the book of Romans is one of the 13 epistles of Paul.
保罗一共写了十三封的书信。
Paul wrote 13 epistles.
但是当保罗写书信的时候，他做了一件空前的事。
But when Paul wrote his epistles, he did something that has never been done before.
因为那个时候写信用写信的这个题材是一般希腊文里面共用的题材。
Because when you write an epistle, you use the Greek to write it.
那个时候可以说希腊人他们在那个时候是习惯写信的。
The Greeks love to write.
但是呢，我们特别注意到那个时候他们写信是怎么写的。
So how did the Greeks write their letters?
那个时候还没有纸张。
At that time, there are no paper.
所以他们就用在尼罗河附近的那个蒲草。
So they took the papyrus from the Nile.
然后呢，把它做成纸。
And turned them into paper.
如果大家今天到埃及，你会参观他们怎么做蒲草纸的。
If you visit Egypt today, they'll show you how to make paper from papyrus.
你就看见他们就从尼罗河边就拿了那些蒲草来。
They would take the papyrus plants from the Nile.
然后把它从中间切开。
And they would cut it in half in the middle.
就把它分成两半。
So it comes in two parts.
然后把好几个都排在一起。
And they would lay the papyrus plants.
然后把这些通通连在一起，然后最后呢，把它经过压，经过一些制作。
And they would line them up side by side and press them down.
那最后就变成蒲草纸了。
And it becomes papyrus paper.
但是蒲草纸跟普通今天纸不一样的。
The papyrus paper is different from the paper of today.
因为蒲草纸呢是高高低低的，不平的，崎岖不平的。
Because papyrus has an uneven surface,
所以很难在上面写字。
It's very hard to write on it.
所以那个时候希腊人写这个信的时候，多半都不是自己写的。
So when the Greeks write their letters, it's not written by the person who.
多半都是请专家代书的。
They would hire someone and dictate the letter to them.
所以我们要知道，在保罗那个时候写书信的时候，因为蒲草纸的缘故，很少人是自己在那亲笔写信的。
Because it's so hard to write on papyrus paper, the person would usually hire someone else to write on.
那保罗写信的难处是双料的。
So Paul has two difficulties.
第一，当然他可能不会用凹凹不平的这个纸头蒲草纸来写信。
Firstly, he wouldn't write on the papyrus paper himself.
第二，我们叫他眼睛，他的眼睛大概是有病的。
Secondly, he has an eye disease.
因为他写到加拉太书的时候，最后他说：“看哪，我写的字何等大呢？”
Because in the epistles to the Galatians, he said, "See, with such large letters I wrote to you."
他第一次和加拉太的圣徒们相会的时候。
The first time when he met the Galatians,
他眼睛已经有了问题了。
He already has an eye problem.
但是弟兄们并没有因着他眼睛有问题就轻看他。
But the brothers in Galatia didn't look down on him because he was ill.
他们巴不得能把眼睛挖出来给保罗。
They really want to pull their eyes out and give it to Paul.
所以我们知道很可能保罗在大马色的路上。
So very likely on the way to Damascus.
有大光照亮他。
This great light dawned upon him.
结果把他外面眼睛照瞎了。
And it really harmed his eye.
后来的确是借着亚纳尼亚很奇妙的可以说是神迹他的眼睛就恢复了。
So, Ananias was sent to recover his sight.
是个神迹，是个神迹。
It was a miracle.
虽然是神迹，但多多少少很可能那个伤痕就留在他的眼睛里。
Although he was restored, there was still a scar in his eye.
所以也许他的眼睛就像今天人得的白内障一样。
So it's like he has a sort of glaucoma.
所以慢慢慢慢的，我们知道眼睛慢慢慢慢的，保罗的世界就开始昏暗下来了。
So in the world of Paul, it becomes darker and darker.
所以因为这个缘故，你看见保罗写信的时候，多半是用代书的。
So when Paul wrote his epistles, he usually dictates it to someone else.
但是他为着取信于受信的弟兄姊妹。
But because he wants to write to the brothers and sisters.
No, 他为了取信，叫他们能够相信是他写的。
Okay, to cause the recipients of his epistles to believe that it's from his hand.
最后的一部分。
In the latter part of the letter.
有一两句的确是他自己写的。
There would be always one or two sentences written by himself.
他的意思是说，我保罗亲手写信的笔迹是这样子的。
It's written by the hand of Paul.
这个好像他的签名一样。
It's like his signature.
所以从这里我们知道说，保罗很多的书信，实在说来，应该都是别人替他代书的。
So most of the epistles are dictated by Paul.
那因为要劳累别人去代书。
Because he has to ask someone to write it down for him.
所以普通在那个时候的书信都是很短，没有很长的。
The epistles are usually very short.
所以如果我们读那个时候的关于写信，大概一般人的长度，你可以找出一个大概的一个尺寸，大概普通人写信写多长。
So, as with the culture back then, the epistles are usually very short because of the restraints.
那个标准的长度就是腓利门书那么长。
The standard length is like the book of Philemon.
我们叫腓利门书乃是新约最短的，几乎最短的一卷书信之一。
We know that the book of Philemon is the shortest book in the New Testament.
你看见大概不到五分钟你就把它读完了。
You can read it in under 5 minutes.
那么这个可以说是典型的长度。
That's the standard length of an epistle.
如果你自己写信，你可以多写一点。
If you write it yourself, you can make it longer.
但是因为你叫别人代书，所以呢，我们不知道这就是普通信件的长度。
Because you're hiring someone else to dictate it on your behalf, that's the standard length.
但是当保罗写罗马书的时候
，But when Paul wrote the book of Romans，
你看见他一面请别人写，一面念，一面请别人写，他停不住了。
You know that as he was dictating, he couldn't stop.
在那个时候的写信的长度，从来没有一封信像罗马书这么长的一个长度。
There was never a letter as long as the book of the Romans.
大概等于是腓利门书的大概16倍到20倍那么长。
It's like 16 to 20 times of the book of Philemon.
现在神的话临到保罗。
Now the word of the Lord came to Paul.
他想刹车也刹不住。
He couldn't even stop.
他想停下来，他也停不下来。
He couldn't stop himself.
因为讲到救恩。
Because he spoke of grace.
神灵有许多的话要说。
There's a lot of things the Holy Spirit wants to say.
神有许多话要说。
The Lord has many things to say.
当圣灵把这些话启示给保罗的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit gave light to Paul.
保罗应该在第一章就停住了。
Paul should have stopped at chapter 1.
他没有停。
But he didn't.
有第二章。
And chapter
有第三章
and then three,
有第四章
four,
一直到第十六章
all the way to chapter 16.
所以在保罗所写书信里面最长的一卷就是保罗书信就是罗马书
So the longest epistles was the book of Romans written
然后你仔细再读下去
So when you move on
你就发现说 保在十三封书信里面，从保罗书信一直到腓利门，从罗马书一直到腓利门书。
So in the 13 epistles from Romans all the way to Philemon.
这个十三卷在我们圣经里面是怎么排的？
What's the order in the New Testament?
前面九封书信是给教会。
The first 9 epistles is to the church.
后面四封书信是给个人。
The last 4 epistles is for individuals.
结果你发现说这里的次序是最长的放在最前面，罗马书最长的。
So the longest epistles is placed first.
如果你再测量它的长度，其次的那就是哥林多前书。
The second longest is the first Corinthians. And then second Corinthians.
然后加拉太书。
And then the book of Galatians.
然后呢，以弗所书。
And then Ephesians.
然后，腓。然后呢，这个，然后再下面的是腓立比书。
And then Philippians.
然后呢是哥罗西书。
And then Colossians.
然后帖撒罗尼迦前书跟后书。
And first and second Thessalonians.
所以给教会书信里面最长的是罗马书，最短的是帖撒罗尼迦后书。
So the longest epistles is Romans, and the shortest is first and second Thessalonians.
然后讲到个人的书信。
And then for the individual epistles.
那当然从提摩太前书开始。
It's the first Timothy.
最后讲写到。写到这个腓利门书
and then Philemon
腓利门书是最短的但是那个时候整个书信一个正常的一个长度
Philemon is the shortest epistle but it's the standard length of a letter at that time
我们希望这样弟兄姊妹对于保罗书信大概有个印象
so hopefully this builds the foundation for your knowledge
意思是说在整个书信的范围里面那保罗的书信是放在最前面的
So for the epistles of Paul place first.
因为保罗所写的书信在圣经在新约的篇幅里面占一个很重要的比例。
Because the epistles of Paul take some great weight in the New Testament.
无论就是篇幅，无论就是重要性来说，我们知道说，神的确使用了保罗。
Whether be it the order of importance or the general order. The Lord really spoke through Paul.
所以现在呢，圣灵就用保罗来把他所要说的话向我们开启了。
So the Holy Spirit spoke to Paul and to us.
那么当我们注意到这罗马书、加拉太书和临前临后的时候。
So when we spoke of the book of Romans, Galatians, and 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
那就刚才我们说就着道理的次序来讲它是排在最前面的。
According to the order of doctrine, Romans comes first.
但是就说保罗写信的时间的次序来讲，他不是在前面的。
But in terms of chronological order, Romans wasn't written first.
其实呢，最早的两封书信是贴前跟贴后。
The epistles that were first written by Paul are first and second.
那罗马书临前临后跟跟什么呢？跟这个加拉太书是应该是第二组的书信。
So Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and Galatians is the second set of epistles.
然后保罗下了监狱，就写了四封监狱的书信。
So after Paul was arrested, he wrote 4 epistles in jail.
那最后为主寻道以前，他写了三封的书信。
And before he was martyred, he wrote 3 epistles.
所以大概是在主后52年、53年，他写了头两卷的书信。
So he wrote the first 2 epistles in 52nd and 53rd.
过了五年，第二卷。
And 5 years later, he wrote the other set.
第三组。
And in 5 years, he wrote the third set.
再过五年，第四组。
And another 5 years, he wrote the fourth set.
我想这是很容易、很容易记得的。
So I'm sure that some of you can remember it.
那么当保罗写罗马书信，就第二组书信的时候，刚好那个时候他在以弗所。
So when Paul wrote Romans in the second set, he was in Ephesus.
那个时候大概他得救已经22年了。
He was saved for about 22 years.
保罗的一生大概属灵一生可以分作三个11年，一共33年。
In the lives of Paul, it can be dissected into 3 parts.
如果我们把第一个11年当比作他的童年的话
，So we can say that the first 11 years is his childhood.
那么我们知道第二个阶段应该是他的少年期。
So in the second 11 years is his adolescence.
那到最后就是他的成年期。
So in the third 11 years, this is adulthood.
所以他写罗马书的时候，应该是他接近少年期尾声的时候。
So when he wrote the book of Romans, it's as though his childhood is almost over.
所以就做生命的程度来说。
So in terms of life.
我们知道他已经相当的成熟了。
he is pretty mature.
就是功用来说。
In terms of his service.
他大概已经完成了三次的环游布道。
He already has three journeys.
Missionary journey. 那么现在呢，他终于现在呢，他特别在以弗所那一段，可以说他的工作最有效，最可以说神最祝福他的那段时间。
So in his time in Ephesus, he did his greatest work and received the most blessing.
那当他在以弗所书的时候
，When he was in Ephesus,
他就圣经告诉我们说，他一共待了三年。
He was there for 3 years, according to the scripture.
但其中最少有两年。
But for at least 2 years.
他租了一个推拉农学房，在那里就把关于基督的道让所有小亚细亚的人他们都听见。
He spread the word of God to everyone in Asia Minor.
我们知道推拉农是个哲学家。
We know that Tertullian is a philosopher.
推拉农的学房就是他在那里教导的地方。
Tertullian taught in Ephesus.
那么根据那个时候的习惯，因为在以弗所很热。
Because in Ephesus the weather is very hot.
所以普通学校大概从中午到下午五点钟，他们是休息的时间。
So from 12 to 5, they usually have a break.
所以保罗在那个时候就借用那一段的时间。
So Paul took advantage of that time.
然后两年之久，就把神的道就传给在以弗所和那一带的人。
For 2 years, he took that time and spread the gospel.
所以这就是为什么有的圣经学者认为说，如果保罗每天讲五个钟头的道的话。
So there are some Bible scholars say if Paul spread the gospel for 5 hours per day.
那你能想象到的，两年之内，保罗一定忠心的把神的话传递出去。
So for 2 years, Paul faithfully spread the gospel.
所以他见到以弗所长老的时候。
So when he met the elders at Ephesus.
他告诉他们说。
He said,
凡是神全班神的旨意，我没有一样避讳不传给你们。
The full counsel of God I have shared fully with you.
所以到那个时候，保罗可以说他的启示到了最高峰。
Surely the revelations of Paul have reached its height.
他的用处也到了最高峰。
His service reached its maximum.
他的生命也到了最高峰。
His life reached its highest abundance.
经过20年圣灵的制作。
After 20 years.In God's hand.
现在保罗在神的手里开始有用了。
Now Paul has become useful in the hand of the Lord.
那就在他属灵的光景最好的时候。
In his highest spiritual level.
他的启示最高的时候。
When he received the greatest revelation.
他就在那个时候，我们知道他在以弗所就把神的旨意就传开了。
So in Ephesus, he spread the will of God.
所以有的时候我们就在想。
So sometimes we think.
尤其你读的以弗所书啊，你知道圣灵对保罗对以弗所书以弗所人怎么说？你们学了基督，却不是这样。
So when he wrote to the Ephesians, he said, "You did not learn Christ this way."
以弗所教会明白得很清楚。
The Ephesians understood very well.
现在你不是来到推拉奴学坊。
You're not in the school of Tertullian.
现在你乃是来到个基督的学校。
You're in the school of Christ.
所以你们是学基督的。
So you're here to learn Christ.
你们不是学习关乎基督，你们乃是学基督的。
You're not here to learn about Christ. You're here to learn Christ.
所以当保罗这样对以弗所教会这么写的时候。
So when Paul wrote to the Ephesians,
你就晓得当初他两年到三年之间在以弗所劳苦，当他把神的话给出去的时候，你看见到底保罗讲了什么。
So you can guess what Paul shared in his 2 to 3 years in Ephesus.
一面是所有关乎神永远的旨意，没有一样避讳不传给他们。
So regarding to the full counsel of God, he did not withheld anything from them.
什么是神的旨意呢？
What is the will of God?
基督乃是神的旨意。
The will of God is Christ.
这里不是关乎基督的知识。
This is not head knowledge.
整个神的旨意乃是基督这个人所代表。
The will of God is summarized in Christ.
所以我们就很好奇，那个时候有没有讲义？那个时候到底保罗有没有留下一些讲章
？So we wonder if Paul left any notes for his messages.
我们知道保罗也许有讲章。
Perhaps he made notes.
保罗也许有讲义 ，lecture notes.
Perhaps he had lecture notes.
但圣灵没有把它留给我们。
But the Holy Spirit didn't keep them for us.
如果出于圣灵的
If it comes from the Holy Spirit,
如果有一些话是神要说的,
if there's something that God wants to say,
神当然可以把它保留下来。
God could have kept them for us.
虽然我们看不到那个时候的笔记,
so we didn't see the notes back then.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
凡是圣灵觉得应该保存下来留到传递到我们身上的。
So for the things that the Holy Spirit want to show us,
那很清楚的罗马书零前零后加拉太书。
So it's the book of Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and Galatians.
严格说来就是那一段时间保罗所讲的现在把最精华的圣灵把它保留下来传给了我们。
So these epistles contain the essence of what Paul shared at Ephesus.
所以很清楚弟兄姊妹。
So it's very clear.
现在我们看见说就在那个时候就在那个时候讲到神全班的神的旨意。
So when Paul spoke about the full counsel of God,
对我们今天不能够当时恭逢其盛，不能够当时参加保罗这个保罗传讲那个那一本，不能像他那样的，但是我们今天能够知道神的旨意是什么。
Even though we can't attend Paul's meetings back then, we can know today what the will of God is.
从这四卷书，我们也能够知道怎样学基督。
And from these four epistles, we would know how to learn Christ.
所以这样，弟兄姊妹，你大概就知道罗马书到底在圣经里面的位置是在一个什么样的位置。
So now you know where the book of Romans stands in the epistles.
在保罗的书信里面又占什么位置？
So in the epistles of Paul, what place it takes?
那是保罗生命最成熟的时候。
It's written at a time when Paul was most mature.
他启示最大的时候。
When his revelation was the greatest.
他能够说这些乃是神全班神的旨意。
He can say this is the full counsel of God.
那弟兄姊妹，所以当我们来读这四卷，当我们来读到保罗这几封书信的时候。
So when we read these four epistles of Paul.
很明显的是跟神的旨意是紧紧相连的。
Surely these are related to the will of God.
好，那么这个是他所写的第二组的书信。
So this is the second set of epistles.
那么想到第二组的书信。
When we speak of the second set.
我们如果仔细把罗马书、加拉太书、林前林后读过。
So after we read Romans, Galatians, and 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
那么我们知道说保罗的启示果然是很之大的。
We surely come to the understanding that the revelation of Paul is great.
那么到底这四卷书讲什么呢？
So what did these four epistles talk about?
保罗自己有一句话可以把它包括起来。
Paul had a summary sentence.
那就是哥林多前书所用的十字架的道。
So it's in the first Corinthians, the gospel of the cross.
这里不只讲了十字架。
It's not only about the cross.
这里乃讲了十字架的道。
It's the way of the cross.
主耶稣钉在十字架上是历史的事实。
When Christ is crucified, it's a historic fact.
但是关于主耶稣钉十字架，圣灵有很多的话要说。
But regarding to the crucifixion, the Holy Spirit had a lot to say.
你把这些话放在一起，叫做十字架的道。
When you put all of these together, it's the way of the cross.
那个道 ，no, the 道 ，the logos， 这是这个不是道路的道，
the、
是道
word,
是道理的道。
It's the word of the cross, the logos of the cross.
我们知道在希腊原文里面讲了神的话有两个不同的字。
We know that in Greek there are two words that describe the word.
一个是 logos， 一个是 rhema。
The first is logos and the second is rhema.
讲的 logos 乃是讲到太初有道的那个道。
Logos refers to the word becomes flesh. That's the word.
乃是圣灵把它写在圣经里面，从创世纪到启示录那些的道。
The word from Genesis to Revelation, that's logos.
这个道是有系统的。
That word has a system.
这个道背后有智慧的。
That word has a wisdom behind it.
所以讲到十字架，你怎么解释它？
So when it comes to the cross, how to explain it?
关于十字架的种种，现在神把他话借着保罗传给了我们。
So the word of the cross was shared by Paul.
所以这个叫做十字架的道。
So that's the word of the cross.
再过五年以后。
After 5 years.
他从监狱里面又写了四封的书信。
He wrote 4 epistles from jail.
你怎么解释以弗所书？你怎么解释哥罗西书？你怎么解释腓立比跟腓利门呢？
How do you explain Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, and Philemon?
同样的，保罗自己有一句话在腓立比书里面。
And surely Paul had a summary sentence in Philippians.
那就是生命的道。
It's the word of life.
所以同样的，讲到生命的时候，圣灵有很多话要说。
Likewise, the Holy Spirit had a lot to say about the word of life.
那结果呢？他就把它写在那四封的书信里面。
So the Lord wrote it in the four epistles.
所以很明显，你看保罗写第二组书信跟第三组书信，可以说是保罗书信的灵魂。
So the second and the third set of epistles is the essence of the epistle.
第二组书信讲的十字架。
The second set spoke of the cross.
第三组书信讲的基督。
The third set spoke of Christ.
复活的基督。
The resurrected Christ.
升天的基督。
The one who has ascended to the highest.
是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
你讲的生命一定和基督复活升天的荣耀连在一起的。
When you speak of life, it has something to do with the resurrection.
所以保罗说，我不知道别的。
So Paul said, I know no other thing.
我只知道基督并他钉十字架。
But Christ and Him crucified.
我只知道基督，你怎么知道基督？
How do you know Christ?
那就是从起初原有的生命，生命之道。
It's from the word of life.
是约翰告诉我们的，从起初原有的生命之道。
John said, the word of life.
那就指着基督来说的。
That refers to Christ.
所以如果人没有堕落，没有犯罪的话，基督当然是宇宙的中心。
So if we haven't fall, surely Christ is the center of the universe.
但是一个人堕落以后，
But because of the fall,
神开始做拯救的工作。
The Lord started a work of redemption.
所以现在整个的宇宙是 dual centers, 变成了双重的一个中心。
So now there are dual centers.
所以一面来讲是四封监狱书信里面所讲的基督。
So the four epistles spoke of Christ.
也是第二部书信里面所讲的十字架。
The second set spoke of the cross.
所以如果你保罗把他一生的启示放在一起的话，
So if you gather all the revelations,
他说我不知道别的。
He said, I know no other thing.
我只知道基督并他钉十字架。
Except Christ and Him crucified.
这句话很浓缩，非常的简要。
This is a very condensed statement.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
你要明白基督是怎么一回事。
To understand Christ.
那就是保罗第三组书信。
You have to go to the third set of.
你要明白十字架的每一方面。
You have to understand each aspect of the cross.
那就是。保罗的第二组书信。
That's the second set of the epistles.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
当我们读到这两组书信的时候。
So when we read the two sets of epistles.
我们就找到了保罗启示的最核心。
We can understand the heart of the revelations of Paul.
那么如果今天你把十三封书信通通放在一起的话。
So if you put the 13 epistles side by side.
你能不能用保罗的话来解释这十三封的书信呢？
How do you explain the 13 epistles in Paul's words?
所以在这里，同样的，为着年轻的弟兄姊妹，我要稍微多说一点。
So for the young brothers and sisters' sake, I have to go into detail.
你记不记得保罗第一次环游布道？
So do you remember in the first missionary journey of Paul?
他带着马可一起走。
He took Marcus with him.
他是先是到了居比路。
He first went to
Cyprus.
Cyprus.
那到了居比路的时候，他就结了第一个果子。
He bore his first fruit in Cyprus.
那个时候有一个方伯，就是那个岛长，就是他的总督，他的名叫士求保罗。
There was this chief on an island, and he had something to ask of Paul.
No. 士求保罗是个名字 ，Cedric Paul, Paul Cedric.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 就是保罗所结的第一个果子。
That's the first fruit that Paul bore.
他是在这个居比路结的果子。
And he bore that fruit in Cyprus.
你知道从那个以后开始。
You know, afterwards.
圣经说扫罗就叫他保罗。
The Holy Spirit called him Paul, no longer Saul.
那个时候人取名字的时候。
At that time when you give someone a name.
不像中国只有个姓跟名就完了，没有那么简单。
It's not like in Chinese you have a last name and a first name.
他们的姓可以很长的。
Their last name can be very, very long.
如果你看这个人，他的一生是不是有很丰富的一生？
So if you want to examine whether that person has a rich life,
你看他的名字有多长。
You examine the length of his last name.
如果你就两三个名字，就表示你一生没有什么好讲的。无善可陈。
If you only have two or three words, then you didn't really accomplish anything.
对，我举个例子，比方一个将军。
For example, for a lieutenant.
他把西班牙拿下来了。
If he conquered Spain.
所以他的名字后面就加个西班牙。
So his last name would have the word Spain on it.
那后来把葡萄牙拿下来，又加个葡萄牙。
If he conquered Portugal as well, then it would be Spain, Portugal.
所以这是那个时候取名字这样取的。
That's how you name someone back then.
你看保罗所结的第一个果子，他的名叫士求保罗。
So the fruit that Paul first bore, his name is.
所以，士求保罗。
I have no idea what
that is. No, no, let's go. 我们看看使徒行传这上面怎么写的。第十三章第七节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 7.
这人常和方伯、士丘、保罗同在。第七，十三章第七节 ，right? 士丘、保罗，看到了吗？
Oh, Sergius Paulus.
Yeah, okay. 那现在呢？因为他第一，所以后来下面接着我们告诉，我们就圣经告诉我们说，扫罗又叫保罗。
So the Holy Spirit said, this is Paul, not Saul.
那士丘、保罗很有意思。
So, Sergius Paulus is really
cool. 如果你到今天的如果你今天到这个比西底的安提亚的话。
So if you go to Antioch today.
No, Pisidia Antioch, Pisidian Antioch. 就是就是第十三章十四节。
Oh, if you go to
Pisidia. 他们离开了
别
家前往来的比西底的安提亚。
If you go to Pisidia in Antioch.
因为在那个时候一共有十六个安提亚。
Because back then there are 16 Antioch.
所以你对每个安提亚一定要有个形容词的。
So you have to put a description before each Antioch.
我们普通所说的安提亚叫做叙利亚的安提亚。
So normally we refer to the Antioch in Syria.
这个保罗长大那个大树那个城也叫安提亚。
Tarsus is also called Antioch.
那么还有一个地方，安提亚在比西底。这个地方。
So there's another Antioch in Pisidia.
所以呢，我们就后来保罗跟巴拿巴就到了比西底的安提亚。
So Paul and Barnabas went to the Antioch in Pisidia.
那么，但是如果今天大家去过那个地方
，So if you visit that place，
你知道这是个希腊城
，You know that it's a Greek city，
也是个罗马的住房城
，It's also a Roman，
所以等于是个小罗马
，So it's like a small Rome。
那么在所以那里整个的建筑就像罗马当时或者希腊当时的建筑一样。
So there are Roman and Greek buildings there.
那么如果大家今天到了那里，你就发现呢，这个考古学家找的一块石头。
So geologist found this rock.
No.
Oh.
考古学家。
Archaeologist.
那么这个找到了那么一块石头，那个石头上面雕刻什么？就是雕刻的名字就是士丘保罗。
On that rock, they found this name and it says Sergius Paulus.
所以这就解释为什么后来保罗一定要到比西底安提亚去。
So it explained why Paul must go to Pisidia and Antioch.
非常可能当士丘保罗得救以后。
So after Sergius Paulus was saved,
他知道保罗又往小亚细亚那带去。
He knows that Paul needs to go to Asia Minor.
士丘保罗就巴不得他自己的同胞、自己的家人能够听见那个福音。
So Sergius Paulus hopes that his family can hear of the gospel.
所以这是很有趣的一块的考古的发现，给我们看到说这个比西底这个加居比路怎么跟比西底安提亚能够连在一起。
So it's truly an interesting archaeological finding, that rock that ties Antioch to
Antioch. 但有一件是很有一件是非常有意思的。
But there's something very special here.
就是等到马可跟保罗跟加跟呃跟呃跟这个他的同工就是巴拿巴一起从小亚一起从呃从什么从这个土耳其登陆的时候。
So when Paul and Barnabas and Marcus
因为如果你从居比路往北走的话
When you go north of Cyprus,
你自然在亚大利就登陆了那是个港口、
You would reach Italy?
Italia yeah,、okay. 然后到了 Italia 以后大概你再往里面再走十英里就到了一个地方叫 Perga 叫别加
So after 10 kilometers you would reach Perga
No 10 miles
Yeah
那么结果呢，就到了别加。
And then you reach Perga.
到了别加以后呢，马可不肯走了。
And when they reach Perga, Marcus wouldn't go on.
他也许跟保罗说：“我想妈妈。”他就回到耶路撒冷去。
Perhaps he told Paul, "I miss my mom," and he left.
他本来以为传福音啊，就像请客吃饭一样。
He thinks that spreading the gospel is an easy job. He didn't realize that he has to pay a price to preach the gospel.
经过居比路还好,
After Cyprus, it was okay. Because it was a great,
there was a great scenery.
So when they met Sergius Paulus, the scenery was awesome.
这个希腊人呢,一天到晚没有事情做,喜欢做梦。
The Greeks have nothing to do, so they dream all day.
这个风景太美丽了。
Because the scenes were so beautiful.
所以有人就在释迦保罗得救的那个附近的海滩上面,看见忽然间这个海浪一打就激起很多的浪花。
So at the beach where Sergius Paulus lived, there are always these waves at the beach.
所以那就是所谓希腊神话里面维纳斯女神诞生的地方。
So that's where the Greek goddess Venus.
所以一面传福音，一面看风景，再好不过了。So
as you preach the gospel, you enjoy the great scenery. It's awesome.
一直等到了别家。But
until they went to Perga.
然后他知道说保罗跟巴拿巴要往比西底安提阿去。
When he knows that Paul and Barnabas wants to go to Pisidia in Antioch,
这回他再也不去了。
He refused to move on with them.
这里有很重要的原因。
There is a great
reason why he did that.
From Cyprus to Perga, there is no road in between.
那么当时保罗怎么从别家到比西底安提阿呢？
So how did they go from Pisidia to Perga?
原来他们是沿着河流往上去。
You have to go by a way of a river.
而且你一走要走10天的路程。
And that way takes 10 days.
那个距离等于从以色列的南端一直走到它的北端。
That distance is like going from the southern tip of Israel to the northern tip of
Israel. 但你要懂得那个时候的旅行跟现在不一样。
But you know that the condition for traveling is different back then.
保罗为着福音的缘故走遍了几乎整个小亚细亚还有半个欧洲。
For the gospel's sake, Paul went through whole of Asia Minor and almost the half
circumference of the world.
We know that the lengths that Paul went, it's almost like half of the circumference of the earth.
Equator.
So Paul went on foot most of the time. At that time, he usually walked on the paths of Rome.
所以他们已经算好了，必须在下山以前一定要到下面另外一站。
So they would calculate, and before sundown, they need to reach a certain.
到了那一站，一定有旅馆。
And because when they reached there, there would be an inn.
那因为是在罗马大道上，所以一定有罗马的兵丁在那里驻守的。
Because they went on the path of Rome, there would be Roman soldiers.
所以那时候赶路的人每天在下山以前一定要到下一站，那么那一站有旅馆的地方。
So you have to reach your distance between before sundown because you have to reach that.
那么这就是保罗他支搭帐篷的好处了。So
here's where Paul's tent making comes in.
因为有的时候啊，到那个旅馆没有地方可以住，所以保罗就可以把帐篷租给他们。
So because there may be not be a spot in the inn. Paul can use his tent.
还有你走路的时候一定会鞋会破的，那保罗可以替大家补补鞋。
Of course, your sandals can be broken on your journey, and Paul can mend that as well.
所以我们知道保罗从一个地方到另一个地方多半都是走罗马的大道。
So in Paul's journey, he usually walked on the path of Rome.
想想看，弟兄姊妹。
Think about it.
现在你是走江河，沿着江河慢慢往上走的。
So now you're going along a river.
既然没有那个大道。
There's no way.
所以当然没有客栈。
So there's no inn.
不光没有客栈，而且没有罗马兵丁的保护。
There's no soldiers from Rome to protect you.
所以沿路上都是那些盗贼，都是一些强盗。
So the path is full of robbers and thieves.
他只要看见你经过，他就可以抢你的。
So when they saw you, they rob you.
而且这个河水呀，有的时候是干的，有的时候忽然间洪水就来了。
As for the river, sometimes the riverbed is dry, sometimes. The water comes
gushing out.
So when you read the epistles of Paul,
他回忆他所经过许多的危险,
when he talks about the difficulties he encountered,
他讲了两个危险,
he, He talked about two dangers.
一个是江河的危险, 还有一个道德的危险。
The dangers from thieves and the dangers from the river.
那么讲的道德的危险跟江河的危险 就指着从哪里别家到比西底安提阿那段来说的。
So when he's talking about the dangers from rivers and dangers from bandits, he's referring the way between Perga and Pisidia.
所以难怪等到马可在当地的旅行社一打听，他说我要妈妈了。
So after Marcus figured out where he's going, he said, I want to go home to my mom.
但是你看见保罗跟巴拿巴继续往前。
But you see that Paul and Barnabas move onward.
保罗为什么那么坚定？
Why was Paul so determined?
当然很可能他欠了福音的债。
Of course, he had a debt to the gospel.
他希望能把福音送给侍求保罗的家人。
He wants to spread the gospel to Sergius Paulus.
但等一等，你读到比西底安提阿保罗所做的事。
So when you look at what he did in Pisidia,
你明白过来了。
You would understand.
原来在比西底的安提阿。
So in Pisidia, Antioch,
保罗讲了第一篇的道。
Paul preached his first sermon. Of course, in the past, he preached many.
当圣灵把它记录下来，保罗所讲的第一篇的道是在比西底亚安提阿讲的。
But the Holy Spirit documented the first message of Paul, and that was at
Pisidia。比西底亚安提阿是在一个很高的地方。
Pisidia is at a height.
我们可以说等于好像在土耳其的一个高原上面一篇讲的道。
It's like at the mountaintop at Turkey.
那个讲台是个很高的讲台。
It was at a very high stage.
现在保罗有话要说。
And now Paul has something to say.
圣灵把话放在他嘴里。
The Holy Spirit put his word in the mouth of Paul.
那么保罗是不是每个地方都可以这样说呢？ 不。
The Holy Spirit can't say that anywhere.
不只是主把话给他。
Not only did he give the word of God to Paul.
甚至主也把那个地方给他。
The Lord also gave him a place to speak.
除了比西底安提阿之外，保罗不能传这篇的话。
Besides Pisidia Antioch, he can't share that message anywhere else.
所以你可以明白，保罗一定要到比西底安提阿去。
Paul has to go to Pisidia Antioch.
虽然要经过江河的危险。
Although he has to encounter the danger of the thief.
虽然要经过抢盗者的危险。
He has to encounter the danger of the thief.
任何的代价。
No matter what the cost.
为做神的旨意。
For the will of God.
保罗有话要说。
He has something to say.
保罗把神所给他的启示。
God gave such a revelation to Paul.
他在第一篇道里面,
In his first message,
他就把他述说出来了,
he shared his heart.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
保罗在13章所讲的道,
when he preached that message in Acts 13,
是接着另外一篇道的,
it's borrowed from another message.
那篇道就是使徒行传第七篇,斯蒂凡所讲的道。
That message is borrowed from Acts 7, the message of Stephen.
如果你读斯蒂凡所讲的道,
if you read the sermon by Stephen,
斯蒂凡没有讲完,
Stephen was not finished.
斯蒂凡那篇道好像未完成的交响曲一样。
That message from Stephen is like the unfinished symphony.
是谁把它完成的?
Who completed that symphony?
是保罗把它完成的。
Paul finished it for him.
所以保罗知道。
So Paul knew.
斯蒂凡在那里没有结束的地方。
What Stephen has failed to finish.
还要接下去。
Paul followed on.
所以到了比西底安提阿，他就讲了他第一篇的道。
So in Pisidia Antioch, he shared his first message.
想到斯蒂凡那篇道。
When he shared the message,
我们要问他在哪里讲的。
We have to ask where did he share it.
他在公会里面讲的。
Stephen shared it in.
在公会里面讲的。
The council where.
那边的道。
That message.
怎么会到陆家的手里?
How did it came to the hand of
Luke? 陆家怎么会知道?
How did Luke know about that message?
当然陆家不在场。
Of course Luke wasn't there.
谁在场?
Who was there?
保罗在场。
Paul was there.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters.
保罗是在加玛利门下严格受教的。
Paul was taught at the feet of Gamaliel.
他对整本的旧约可以说熟到不能够再熟的。
He was so familiar with the Old Testament.
这里有一个人只是管饭的。
Now there is someone who served the table.
这里有一个人本来就不是神话语的知识。
He was not an expert in the word of God.
因为彼得才是。
Because Peter.
彼得和约翰说我们要专心于神话语的知识。
Peter and John said we have to focus on the word of the Lord.
所以我们要选几个执事来管理饭食的。
So we have to find some people to wait on the table.
所以你肯定的，约保罗这个彼得是话语的执事，约翰是话语的执事，斯蒂凡一定不是。
So surely Peter and John are expert in the word of God, but not Stephen.
但是斯提凡在小事上忠心，神就把大事托付给他。
But because Stephen was faithful in the small things, the Lord entrusted great things to him.
他现在要做一件事，要叫专家跌破眼镜。
He is going to shock the experts.
讲到旧约，没有人能赶得上加玛列，没有人能赶得上保罗。
In terms of the Old Testament, no one can compare with Gamaliel or Paul.
但是稀奇的哎。
But surprisingly,
保罗居然听见了那篇的道。
But surprisingly, Paul heard that message.
他不是恨这些传福音的人吗？
He hated those who spread the gospel.
为什么他看见斯提凡的脸像天使的脸一样？
But why is the face of Stephen like the face of an angel?
但是更重要的。
And more so.
斯提凡的声音根本是天使长的声音。
The voice of Stephen is like the voice of the archangel.
因为当他解释整个旧约的时候，你看和这些行家完全不一样的。
Because when he explained the Old Testament, it's completely different than the expert.
那个时候讲的斯提凡，大家耳朵都捂起来的。
When people heard Stephen spoke, they want to cover their ears.
当然这是不要听的。
They don't want to listen.
不要听，为什么听见？
Why not?
你不要听，为什么看见斯提凡看见？怎么知道斯提凡看见神的荣耀？
If you don't want to listen to her, how can you see the face of an angel?
怎么知道说主耶稣站在父神的右边？
What does it mean to see Jesus standing at the right hand of God?
路加不在场啊。
Luke wasn't there.
现在谁在场呢？
Who was there?
谁不要听又听见了呢？
Who didn't want to hear but heard everything?
如果斯提凡应该被铲除的。
If Stephen was supposed to be annihilated,
为什么他的脸是寻道者的？为什么是天使的脸？
Why was his face the face of an angel?
如果他是被铲除的，
If he deserves to be annihilated,
他怎么能看见神的荣耀？
How can he see the glory of God?
旧约的以西结不过看见神荣耀的形象。
In the Old Testament, Ezekiel saw the image of the glory of God.
怎么会斯提凡还比跟以西结更上一层楼，居然看见了神的荣耀？
How can Stephen be greater than Ezekiel and saw the glory of God?
如果斯提凡是对的，保罗就是错的。
If Stephen was right, then Paul was wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见说，现在圣灵用刺来刺保罗。
So the Holy Spirit used a goat to prick at Paul.
但是保罗拼了个刺。
But Paul kicked against the goat.
稀奇的很。
Surprisingly.
现在问题就是，他不只听见了斯提凡寻道以前所说的话。
Paul heard what Stephen said before his martyrdom.
他更听见了前面斯提凡所讲一篇的道。
He also heard the message from Stephen.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你去读读那篇道。
If you read that message.
是圣经里面很难得的一篇那么长。那么长的一篇道。
It's a really precious message that is very long.
谁把它背过来了？
Who memorized that message?
谁把它记住了？
Who remembered that message?
保罗不要听，他听见了。
Paul didn't want to hear, but he heard it.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
保罗知道。
Paul knew.
斯提凡怎么寻道？
How Stephen was martyred.
人用石头打他。
People stoned him.
他的话没有讲完。
He didn't get to finish his message.
所以那个时候，
so at that time,
要么保罗投降，
Paul,
要么他就投降了。
Paul needs to surrender.
要么他就从此以后他不要看见所有像斯提凡这样的脸。
Or he would never want to meet anyone who looked like Stephen again.
从那天开始，
From that day onward,
保罗变成另外一个人。
Paul became a different person.
一个非常文明的人。
A very cultured person.
一个可以说是在加玛列门下这个严格受教的人。
Who sat at the feet of Gamaliel.
现在他的手沾满了血腥。
Now his hand is stained with blood.
他圣经告诉我们他逼迫神的教会。
Scripture tells us that he persecuted the church of God.
好像一只大狗熊进到葡萄园去践踏整个的葡萄园一样。
It's like a bear who went into a wine vineyard and destroyed everything.
这是一定的结果。
That's what happened.
你要么顺服圣灵的声音。
If you don't obey the voice of the
Holy Spirit. 你要把圣灵声音压下去。
If you want to suppress the voice of the Holy Spirit.
你要花多大的力气
吗？ You have to use
exaggerated strength. 你要把这些人全部消灭。
You have to destroy all these people.
一个不杀人的保罗变成了杀人的人。
Now a tame Paul becomes a very aggressive Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你能够明白。
Now you understand.
在保罗没有得救以前。
Before Paul was saved.
是什么样的一个光景吸引住他？
What attracted him?
一张脸像天使的脸。
It was the face of the angel.
一个声音像天使长的声音。
it was the voice of the archangel.
在这个时候
at that time,
等到他后来快到大马色的路上
when he was on his way to Damascus,
圣灵终于征服他
the Holy Spirit conquered him.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
斯蒂凡的血是白流吗？没有。
Stephen didn't die in vain.
斯蒂凡的血，殉道的血，就变成教会的种子。
The blood of the martyr is the seed of the church.
斯蒂凡所结的那个种子，第一个你能看得见的，就是保罗。
Paul is the fruit of Stephen's martyrdom.
一点都不是话语之士的斯蒂凡。
A person like Stephen
能够产生一个几乎是空前的。
He had such a knowledge of Word of God.
现在你明白为什么保罗一定要到比西底安提阿去。
Now you know why Paul must go to Pisidia Antioch.
当你读他那篇道的时候
，When you read his message,
你看见斯蒂凡没有结束的，他完成了。
You know that what Stephen failed to finish, Paul finished it for him.
寻道者的血果然是教会的种子。
Surely the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
最清楚的例子就是保罗。
The clearest example is the example of Paul.
斯蒂凡用血生下了保罗。
Stephen birthed Paul by his blood.
保罗没有第二篇道可以讲。
Paul has nothing else to say.
马可可以回耶路撒冷。
Mark can go back to Jerusalem.
保罗不能。
But not Paul.
他的道不是从他开始的。
His message didn't start from himself.
他的道应该从他开始，他有多大的荣耀呢？
If he came up with that message, he is so glorious.
现在如果保罗有道的话，
But if Paul had something to say,
他要告诉我们说，我是借着别人的道的。
He had to say that I borrowed it from someone else.
我是借着别人的光继续往前去的。
I borrowed someone's message to go on.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故，不管是江河的危险，不管是盗贼的危险，
whether it be dangers from the rivers and dangers from bandits,
保罗知道，
Paul knew,
当他到了比西底安提阿，
when he's at Pisidia Antioch,
他要告诉全世界，
he has to tell the whole world,
保罗的话不是他自己的，
what Paul shared was not of himself,
保罗是因为神对斯蒂凡说的话，
what he shared is what God told Stephen,
话没有讲完，
because he didn't get to finish it,
现在保罗接上去了。
Now Paul finished it for him.
请记得。
Remember.
你要明白保罗的十三封书信吗？
If you want to understand the 13 epistles.
保罗十三封书信整个启示的浓缩就在他第一篇道里面。
The summary of the 13 epistles is in Paul's first.
你要明白罗马书那个秘诀就在那篇道里面。
So the key to the book of Romans is in there.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
有人说讲一篇道。并不像人所说那么容易。
People say that to share a message is not easy.
有的人说，只要是律师就可以进来讲道了。
People say, let's hire a lawyer and have to share a message.
他会讲话，所以也会讲道。
He knows how to talk, so surely he knows how to share a message. No such thing.
所有真正为主说话的人。
So those who truly speak on God's behalf.
如果那篇道是出于圣灵的。
If that message is from the Holy Spirit.
每一篇道都像玻璃恒。
Each message is like Bethlehem.
都是经过产难的。
It always went through.
主耶稣降生在伯利恒。
Jesus was birthed at Bethlehem.
主耶稣也生在那片道里面，然后让人能够摸着我们的主。
And he became the Word that became flesh.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
保罗十三封书信的启示太大了。
The revelation in the 13 epistles is too great.
很多人你知道吗？甚至于把保罗跟主耶稣去比较。
Someone would even compare Jesus to Paul.
神的仆人怎么可能跟神的儿子比较呢？
How can the servant of God compare with the son of God?
这就是 modernist, 这就是现代，这就是新派神学他们大做文章的地方。
This is where the modernists make their statement.
但是不要忘记了。
But do not forget.
当保罗在比西底安提阿讲他第一篇道的时候。
But when Paul shared his first message in Pisidia Antioch.
他就是告诉全世界说。
He told the whole world.
那个道不是从他开始的。
That message did not begin with him.
他是骑在斯蒂凡的肩膀上。
He was standing on the shoulders of Stephen.
当他在看花车游行的时候，他看得更清楚就是了。
When he was watching the parade.
如果那篇道是整本罗马十三是保罗十三封书信一个总和的话。
If that message is the essence of the 13 epistles.
Total sum. 如果它的总和是它的总和的话。
Oh, okay. The total sum of the 13 epistles.
那我们弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不错，保罗的启示太高太大了。
Surely the revelation is too great.
但如果你知道圣灵的启示。
But if you understand the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
没有一个人可以骄傲的。
No one can be proud.
所以感谢主。
So thank you.
那现在我们要问。
We have to ask.
在那个整个的那篇道里面。
For that whole message.
保罗用了两句话。
Paul used two phrases.
一句话解释了整个十三部书信。
There's this one phrase that described the 13 epistles.
一句话解释了罗马书。
One another phrase described the book of Romans.
哪两句话呢？
What are the two phrases?
一句话叫做 Jew and the doubt, the word of salvation.
The first phrase is the word of salvation.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
就是那句话。
That's the phrase.
就包括了整个罗保罗的书信。
That's the total sum of the epistles.
救恩的道底下有十字架的道，有生命的道。
So the word of salvation has the word of the cross and the word of
life. 在十字架道里面有一本书叫做罗马书。
For the word of the cross, there's a book called
Romans. 保罗怎么形容呢？
How did he describe it?
他说赦罪的道。
For the remission of sins.
不要忘记，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
讲到赦罪的道的时候。
For the word of remission of sins.
保罗在第一篇道里面讲到怎样称义。
The first message Paul shared how to be justified.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当我们读到罗马书的时候。
If we read Romans.
原来整本罗马书是讲的赦罪之道。
The book of Romans speaks of the doctrine of the remission of sins.
那么既然 the word.
The word of the remission.
那么既然讲了赦罪的道。
So if we speak of the word of the remission.
当然就讲到我们是罪人，不是吗？
Surely we are sinners.
所以当你读罗马书的时候。
So when we read Romans,
一该开始的时候
when it started,
给我们看见外邦人犯罪
we see that how the Gentiles sinned,
然后犹太人犯罪
and then the Jews sinned,
世人都犯了罪
everyone has fell short of
the word of God 我们所犯的罪就像所结的果子一个一个的果子一样
our sin is like the fruits that are coming out
所以在前面五章在前面从第一章一直到第五章十一节
So from the beginning of Romans to chapter 5, verse 11,
那个罪在原文是多数的。
The sins is in plural.
因为既然讲了赦罪之道。
Because of the word of the remission of sins.
现在保罗从不同的角度让我们认识什么是我们的罪。
So from different perspectives, Paul described how we have sinned.
所以一开始给我们看见我们天天所犯的一个一个的罪。
So he showed us the sins that we commit daily.
所以这是前面第一章。到五章十一节给我们看见。
So that's what chapter 1 verse 1 to 5 11
shows us. 但这个只是一个角度认识什么叫做罪。
But that's only showing us sin from one
perspective. 从第五章十一节一直到第八章最后。
From chapter 5 11 to
在这一段圣经里面。
In that passage.
你就发现罪是单数的罪。
You'll see that sin is in singular form.
前面一段给我们看主要罪是多数的，后面一段给我们看罪是单数的。
So he showed the sins and then sin.
那么你们怎么解决罪的问题呢？
How do you explain the problem of sin?
你怎么解决多数的罪？
How do you explain sins?
还有你怎么解决单数的罪？
And how do you explain sin?
到底单数的罪是什么意思？
What does sin mean?
所以弟兄姊妹保罗就很清楚地给我们看见到底什么是罪
So Paul showed us clearly what is sin
那这一次我们的重点是从第五章一直到第八章
So our focus is from chapter 5 to 8
所以我们所注意的就那一段你看见最重要那个罪主要是单数的罪
So you see that sin is in singular form
罪不止一个一个果子
So sin bears fruit
罪很明显给我们看原来背后是一棵树
Sin is also like a tree.
不是因为我犯了那么多罪，所以我是个罪人。
It's not because we sin, therefore I'm a sinner.
因为我是个罪人，所以我犯罪。
Because I'm a sinner, I commit sin.
所以等到你就从第五章到第八章的时候，圣灵就把我们追到原来的根本。
So from chapter 5 to 8, the Holy Spirit shows us the root.
如果你光解决一个个的罪，你没有解决问题。
If you talk about each of your sins, then there's no end.
所有的果子都从那棵树来的。
Because all these fruits of sin come from that one tree.
你怎么解决那棵树的问题？
How do you explain that tree?
你把这棵树解决了。
If you explain the tree,
它自自然然结出来的果子通通是甜的。
Then you can explain the fruit.
否则的话，弟兄姊妹，你一直要问说，我怎么样能叫我不犯罪？
So how can you stop committing sin?
因为你是个罪人，你能不犯罪是件稀奇的事。
Because you're a sinner, if you stop sinning, then that's awesome.
所以这里给我们看见犯罪是自自然然的事。
So you see that committing sins are natural.
因为罪是我们的性情。
Because sin is our character.
所以单数的罪原来指着我们的罪性来说。
So sin refers to our sinful nature.
那不止如此。
Not only so.
保罗不止发现罪是个罪性。
Paul not only discovered the sinful nature.
保罗还发现比这个更多的。
Paul saw something else.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？这就给我们看赦罪之道。
So now we understand the word of the remission of sin.
告诉我们说我们这些人怎么样能够脱离罪。
Paul showed us how we can be set free from sin.
但是问题不要忘记了。赦罪的道给我们看见我们这些人原来是因信称义的。
For the remission of sins, Paul showed us that we're justified by faith.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
虽然我犯了许多的罪。
Although I've committed many sins.
虽然我是个罪人。
Although I'm a sinner.
但当我今天站在神面前的时候。
But today when I stand before God.
我居然好像在我身上找不到罪的疤痕。
You can't find any trace of sin.
我的脸上受伤了。
I had a cut on my face.
有一刀经过我的脸。
I was cut by a knife.
虽然我好了。
Although I'm healed.
你能看见他的疤痕。
You can see a scar on my face.
你说这个人被刀切过了。
And you can tell that, oh,
这个刀，这个人病过了。
It was unwell.
这个人受伤过了。
He bled.
这个是个受伤的人。
He was hurt.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly.
今天有一种的光景。
There is a condition.
当他完全好了以后，
When you're fully healed,
你居然找不到他的疤痕。
You can't even see any trace or scar.
这就叫因信称义。
That's justification by faith.
一个罪人站在神的面前。
For a sinner to stand before God.
你一点的疤痕都看不见。
You see no trace of sin.
你看见不是神的，不是神。神奇妙的工作吗？
Is it not the wonderful work of God?
这一件事在圣经里面叫做因信称义， 叫做称义。
That's called justification by faith in scripture.
你不是个义人。
You're not a righteous man.
你是个罪人。
You're a sinner.
你在神面前一点的地位都没有。
You have no position before God.
你只要站在那里一定被击杀的。
If you stand before God, you'll be smitten to death.
你只要站在那里你一定笑话，一定就变成看不见的。
You won't be noticed before God.
你还能站在那里。
But you can still stand.
好像你从来没有犯过罪。
And so you have never sinned.
这个叫做称义。
That's justification.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 讲到赦罪之道。
If you talk about the word of the
remission of sin. 讲到解决我们的罪。
If you talk about the solution.
十字架工作做到一个地步。
The work of the cross is to such an extent.
叫我们这些义人必因信得生。
That the just shall live by faith.
现在我们不只得这个地位。
Not only have we obtained a position.
我们能够活在神的面前。
We can live before God.
因着活在神的面前。
Because we live before God.
就结出果子来。
We can bear this fruit.
那个果子就叫做 sanctification， 叫做成圣。
That fruit is sanctification.
弟兄姊妹，没有地位就没有生活。
If you don't have a position, you won't have that living.
因着那个地位，你就产生了一种生活。
Because of your position, you have this living.
那个生活就是我们普通所说的圣洁的生活。
That living is the holy living.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你只要活在神面前。
If you live before God,
你看见这个人是个圣洁的人。
You can tell that person is a holy person.
实在说来，
Truly,
从第五章到第八章，
From chapter 5 to 8,
就是给我们看见，
It shows us,
一个人蒙恩得救以后，
After a person is saved,
怎么样能过一个圣洁的生活。
How he can live a holy life.
我们因信称义。
We're justified by faith.
我们也因信能够成圣。
We are sanctified by faith.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
成圣的根基乃是我们称义，根据我们称义。
The foundation for sanctification is justification.
如果我们在主面没有得出地位。
If we don't have position before God.
你没有存在的可能，也没有生活的可能。
You have no position and no standing.
那如果有那个生活。
If you have that living,
你怎么形容那个生活？
How do you describe that living?
那个生活是被分别出来的。
That living is separated, set apart.
这就是成圣的意思。
That's the meaning of sanctification.
你知道在皇宫里面，
You know in the palace,
有很多杯子。
There are a lot of cups.
有一个杯子只有皇帝可以喝的。
There's only one cup that the king can drink.
这个中文叫做御杯 ，royal cup.
That's the royal cup.
这个杯只有属于皇帝一个人的。
That cup belongs to the king alone.
那么皇 royal 御怎么用在皇帝的身上
？So how do you call the king royal?
圣也用在神的身上。
Likewise, the word sanctified is used with us.
所以讲到我们这些圣徒，或者是我们应成圣。
So when we talk about the saints or sanctified,
表示我们这个器皿已经完全从世界里被分别出来。
It's these vessels that have been separated from the world.
然后我们是归于神的。
And we belong to God.
那个杯专门为着皇帝的。
So that cup is used for by the king alone.
我这个人专门是为着神的。
So I'm used by God alone.
这个叫做 sanctification.
That's called sanctification.
或者我们说我们一种生活乃是圣洁的生活。
So our living is a holy living.
好了，讲到这里，我们都是罪闯的祸，不是吗？
So sin has given us great trouble.
我们今天真的蒙恩得救的人。
We're truly saved by grace.
我们的罪应该是非常敏感。
So we should be very sensitive to sin.
如果一个人到今天蒙恩得救，对罪一点的感觉也没有。
If you're saved and you have no feeling for sin.
我就怀疑你到底有没有得救。
I really question whether you're truly saved.
我们叫所有蒙恩得救的人。
So all those who are saved.
因着我们曾经受罪的辖制。
Because we're once slaves to sin.
因着我们曾经死在罪中。
Because we're once we're instead in sin.
现在我们蒙恩得救了。
Now we're saved.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见主的宝血是何等的宝贵
You can truly see the preciousness of the blood of God
为什么我们的主为我们流血
Why did the Lord bleed for us?
为什么那个血是宝血
Why is that precious blood?
没有别的原因
There's no other reason
就是因为在他的血底下
But because under his blood
神的愤怒就越过去
The wrath of God passed us over
我们这些人就蒙恩得救了
We receive grace
因着血的缘故
Because of the blood
他洗净了我们心中的天良
He washed our nature clean
良心就不再控告我们
Our conscience no longer condemn us
对神来说
To God
神看见那个血就越过了
He saw the blood and he passed over
对我来说对着我的良心来说血洗净了我心中的天良
As to my conscience, the blood has cleansed me of my sin.
对着撒旦来说
And to Satan,
撒旦是天天控告我们的
He accuses us day and night.
但是弟兄能胜过他
But the brothers can overcome.
是因着羔羊的血
By the blood of the Lamb.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
你就觉得主的血是何等何等的宝贵
So you know how truly precious the blood of the Lord is.
有人告诉我们说信耶稣太简单了不是吗
Some people say, oh, it's so easy to believe in Jesus.
既然你看见主耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪，你看看我们一下所有的罪通通解决了。
So the problem of sin is completely solved by the blood of the Lamb.
所以有一个人用一个比方。
So someone made an analogy.
他说有的时候你不小心啊，结果你就这个刮胡子的时候你不小心刮伤了你自己。
So when you're shaving, you cut yourself.
结果呢，你用一种药膏一涂上去它就好了。
So when you put some cream on, you recovered.
你看有没有一个疯子，为因为他好了，结果天天就拿那个刮胡刀来砍自己，有没有？没有的。
So is there someone who's mad who cut himself because he can't be healed?
你自从被受伤被治好了以后
，So after you're healed,
你就觉得那个药膏何等的宝贵。
You can truly see how precious that cream was.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
现在我们明白
，So we understand,
我们这些蒙恩的罪人
，So Sinners who are saved by grace.
我们当然对罪非常敏感。
We're very sensitive to sin.
所以因为这个缘故。
So because of this.
我们要为说我们蒙恩得救以后。
After we're saved by grace.
罪是不是应该继续纠缠我们
？Should sin continue to bother us?
你读到第五章到第八章的时候。
When you read chapter 5 to 8.
你发现罪是有个习惯性的。
You know that sin has its habit.
因着它是 habitual 因为它是习惯性的缘故
Because of the habitual sin
所以你看很多人就蒙恩得救以后还是落在罪的辖制底下
You see even after you're saved by grace You still have this habitual sin
那么现在神解决的办法在哪里
So how did God deal with that?
我们怎么样能够脱离罪的权势
How can we escape from the tyranny of sin?
弟兄姊妹叫你觉得真正得到自由
How Did he truly set you free?
你知道今天自由这两个字已经被人误用了。
You know the word free has been misused?
因为一个孩子在爸爸妈妈底下没有自由。
Because a child is not free under his parents.
所以到了一个时候，他一定要去自由。
So when he reaches a certain age, he wants to be free.
所以住在西岸的人，他等到他考大学的时候，他一定申请到东岸去。
So for the kids in the West Coast, they always apply for the university in the East Coast.
他告诉你们，长春的学校怎么好，怎么好，怎么好。
They'll tell you, oh, the Ivy Leagues are so great.
然后住在西岸的人，你看你等到他长大，他一定要想办法到就东岸的东岸的一定想办法到西岸去。
So for the kids who were raised in the East Coast, they always want to go to the West Coast.
告诉你这个 University of British Columbia 多好多好。
And they'll tell you how awesome UBC is.
很简单的姊妹
It's very clear.
为什么？年轻要什么？
What did they want?
年轻要的是自由。
They want freedom.
但是什么叫做自由？
But what is freedom?
自由是叫你有自由不犯罪。
Freedom is to be free to not sin.
自由犯罪不叫做自由。
If you're free to sin, that's not freedom.
很多人年轻人在大学里面的时候
A lot of young people in university.
有一个哲学告诉你说
There is a philosophy that tells you.
人生非常短
Life is short.
所以不管什么事，你只要试一次就可以
So no matter what, you should really try it once.
你知道吗？不管什么毒也好，什么也好，你只要试一次就可以
Whether it be drugs or whatever, you should really give it a shot.
这些年轻人忘记了
These young people forgot.
罪没有只是一次的
Sin does not come once only.
我记得有一个广告。叫做 potato chip 的广告，就是薯条的薯片的广告。
There is a commercial for potato chips.
它那个广告就是 you can't have just eat one， 你不能只吃一片的。
That there's a motto that says you can't only have one.
所以让我们记得，没有一个人犯罪只犯一次的，没有的。
So no one sins and sins only once.
就是那一次，撒旦就抓住你。
After that one time, the devil has gotten you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我要问在座的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们是自由的人呢，还是不自由的人？
Are you truly free or are you not free?
你若告诉我你是自由的人，
If you tell me you're free,
你有自由不犯罪。
You have the freedom to not sin.
为什么有的人要离开父母的眼线呢？
Why do people want to leave their home?
因为在父母的监视底下，犯罪就不自由了。
Because under your parents', watchfulness, you can't commit sin.
他所要争取的自由是犯罪的自由。
They want to fight for the freedom to sin.
但他们没有那样很粗鲁的话，不会这样讲的。
But they won't say it out loud.
但有几个人离开父母是为争取不犯罪的自由。
But there are few who left their parents because they want the freedom to not sin.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你为什么不犯罪？
Why do you not sin?
你离开神太近了。
Because you're not far from God.
父母就在你周围。
Your parents are here.
你为什么要远离你的父母？
Why do you want to leave your parents?
你为什么要远离神？
Why do you want to leave God?
因为你有了自由了。
Because you're free.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是真的自由吗？
Is that true freedom?
这不是真的自由。
That's not true freedom.
所以第五章、第八章要告诉我们。
So chapter 5-8 tells us.
真正的自由是什么？
What is true freedom?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天蒙恩得救的人。
The people who are saved by grace.
都是自由的人。
Are all free.
我们是争取也相信自由的。
We are truly free indeed.
但是我们所说的自由。
But the freedom that we speak of.
天父的儿子若叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
If the Son of Man sets you free, then you're free indeed.
天父的儿子叫我们自由。
The Son of Man has set you free.
那个自由是不犯罪的自由。
That freedom is freedom not to sin.
我们有这个自由吗？
Do we have that freedom?
如果你没有那个自由，
If you don't have that freedom,
就证明你做了罪的奴隶。
That shows that you are still a slave to sin.
就用 credit card 用多的人。
Those who are really, who really use their credit card.
有一个名词叫做卡奴，就做了 credit card 的奴隶。
So they're slaves to their credit card.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
今天全世界太多奴隶了。
There are too many slaves in this earth.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
谁能够拯救我们脱离这取死的身体？
Who can deliver us from this body of death?
大家都知道香烟呢，就三寸长，不是吗？
You know that cigarette is only 3 inches long.
而且很多人告诉我们说，香烟呢，其实就是等于棺材钉一样。
And people tell us that cigarettes is like the nails in your coffin.
你只要抽一根香烟，等于在棺材上钉一个钉子。
If you smoke a cigarette, then you put that nail in your coffin.
但是为什么这么多人还抽烟？
But why do people keep smoking?
立志行善，由得我；行出来，由不得我。
They will to do good, but how to do it, they do not know.
曾经在台湾呢，有一个将军。
There was a lieutenant in Taiwan.
他是个常胜将军 ，general.
He was a general.
他常胜将，他从来没打过败仗。
Oh, he won every war.
那他不打败仗有一个很重要的原因就是。
He never lost because of this one special reason.
他喜欢抽烟。
He loves to smoke.
如果军队没有粮食，还可以打胜仗。
If the army is without food, he can still win that war.
他只要不抽烟，他就没有抽没有香烟抽，就很可能打败仗。
But if he doesn't have a cigarette to smoke, then he will lose the war.
所以政府到时候需要给他空头香烟给他抽才可以。
So the government would finance him, and give him cigarettes.
空头香烟呢？空头就是坐飞机去把香烟空头给他。
Oh, okay. The government would airlift some cigarettes and deliver it to him.
所以我们就知道说。将军可以带领十万军队
So he can lead 10,000 people
他胜不过三寸长的香烟
He couldn't overcome a 3-inch cigarette
这个马克吐温讲过一句话
Mark Twain has a saying
他说戒烟是最容易的一件事
To rid yourself of smoking is the easiest thing
他说我已经戒了一百多次了
Oh, I tried quitting smoking 100 times
你戒了一百多次证明你戒不来的嘛
So it shows that you really can't quit
所以这里给我们看见保罗讲的话是没有错的
So we surely know that the word of Paul is true
所以当我们从第五章读到第八章的时候很清楚给我们看见这是里面圣灵所给我们的思想
So we surely know that that's the heart of God from Romans 5 to 8
但是呢我们这一次要稍微再深入一点
So we have to go into the word deeper
既然你从果子追到树
So we trace the fruit to the tree
我们要问那棵树是什么样的树
So we have to ask, what's that tree like?
所以这次我们的题目是两棵树之间
So our topic for this weekend is between the two trees
只达到荣耀的途径
The path to glory
所以现在我们一定要从两棵树讲起
So now we have to start with the two trees
当然这两棵树是大家很熟悉的一个是生命树一个是知识上的树
Of course, you guys are all very familiar with two trees. One's the tree of knowledge, one's the tree of life.
你在这两棵树的亮光里面
Life. Between the two trees?
在这亮光底下
Oh, under the light.
你自自然然就能够明白罗马书所给我们看见的信息
You can understand the condition described in Romans.
所以我们一面是读这四章的圣经
So in one way we're reading the four chapters.
那另一面给我们看见我们一保就像保罗把我们带到根一样
It's like Paul is bringing us all the way down.
所以我们要从圣经的话里面来明白罗马书。
So we have to understand Romans from the biblical perspective.
那罗马书一开始给我们看见罪。
So Romans show us sin from the beginning.
然后给我们看见肉体。
And then it shows us the flesh.
这是罗马书。
That's Romans.
还有一本书叫做加拉太书。
And there's the Galatians.
你把这两本书放在一起。
If you put Galatians beside
them. 许多读圣经的人告诉我们说。
The Bible scholars tell us.
这两本书是互相解释的。
The two books explain each other.
这个加拉太书可以说是罗马书的纲要。
Galatians is like a summary to Romans.
这个罗马书可以说是整个加拉太书的补充。
Romans is like a supplement to the book of Romans.
所以这两本书你不可能把它分开来读。
So you cannot separate the two books.
所以如果你来看保罗书、看罗马书的话
，So if you read the book of Romans,
你看见罪，也看见肉体。
You see sin and flesh.
那如果你读加拉太书的话
，If you read Galatians,
你看见肉体还有世界。
You see flesh and the world.
最后保罗说，就对世界来说，我已经钉在十字架上了。
So Paul said, as to the world, I am crucified.
就我来说，世界已经钉在十字架上。
As to me, I am crucified to the world.
所以现在你明白吗
？So do you understand?
保罗是这个罗马书给我们看肉罪和肉体。
So when Paul wrote Romans, he showed us the
肉体和世界。
So Galatians show us flesh and the world.
这里给我们看肉体有两面的。
So there are two sides to the flesh.
罗马书给我们看见黑暗的一面。
Romans show us the dark side of the flesh.
然后加拉太书我不能说是光明的一面，肉体没有光明的一面的。
I can't say it's the light side of the flesh.
但是肉体
the flesh has no light side.
好像向上的一面，向上往上从向上的一面。
But the flesh has a side that shows its upward.
肉体好像还有好的一面。
Is there something good in the flesh?
为什么
？Why?
因为根据保罗，肉体可以敬拜神的。
Because according to Paul, the flesh can worship God.
所以保罗肉体要讨神的喜欢。
According to Paul, the flesh can please God.
所以肉体立志要讨神的喜欢。
So the flesh is determined to please God.
这是肉体好的一面。
That's the good side of God.
还有一面是什么呢？
What's the other side?
我们既然从圣灵入门。
We are birthed by the Holy Spirit.
有人觉得我们应该靠着肉体来长大，来成全才可以。
We think that the flesh can cause us to grow.
换句话说，
In another way,
肉体要帮神的忙。
The flesh wants to help God.
既然你把我们生下来了，
If the Holy Spirit birthed us,
现在肉体怕我们长不大。
And the flesh is worried that we're not growing.
肉体拉我们一把。
So the flesh is giving God a hand.
这就是加拉太书。
That's Galatians.
所以总的来说，弟兄姊妹。
So in another word.
当你把这两卷书放在一起的时候。
If you put the two epistles together.
很清楚的是，肉体罪，肉体跟世界。
So you can see sin and flesh in the world.
你去读全本圣经第一卷《创世纪》。
If you read the first book, the book of Genesis.
你读前面的十一章。
If you read the first 11 chapters,
你看你人的堕落不是一下子堕落的。
You know that the fall of man was not just one
thing. 人堕落有三部曲 three movements.
The fall of man came in three movements.
第一部曲
the first movement,
是创世纪第三章人堕落在罪里面。
In Genesis chapter 3, man fell into sin.
到第六章堕落在肉体里面。
In chapter 6, it fell into the flesh.
到第十章堕落到世界里面。
In chapter 10, it fell into the world.
现在世界组织起来了。
Now the world gathered together.
现在世界统一起来了。
Now it's all united as one.
有一座城叫做巴比伦城。
And there's a Tower of Babel.
有一个塔叫做巴别塔。
And there's the Tower of Babel that they
built. 本来在亚当身上是个人背叛。
In Adam, one is condemned.
现在集体来背叛。
And now they're rebelling as one people.
那个借着集体力量把它组织起来的东西叫做世界。
And when they rebel in unanimous fashion, that's the world.
所以在人文叫 cosmos, 就是好像有人把它组织好好的一个东西。
So in the original Hebrew, it's called cosmos. It's all organized.
Greek, no, Greek.
Greek, okay.
所以现在我们就知道，当我们读到人类堕落故事的时候
，So when we read the fall of man,
原来是从罪堕落到肉体，最后到世界。
So from sin it fell into the flesh and then it fell into the world.
所以等到全世界都背叛神了
，So after the whole world has rebelled against God,
这个苹果已经烂到核心了。
That apple is rotten to the core.
所以我们神就开始预备救恩的工作。
So the Lord started a work of redemption.
为着让女人后裔能够诞生。
Because the seed of the woman must be born.
所以神就拣选了亚伯拉罕。
The Lord chose Abraham.
从一个人就产生了一个家，就是雅各家。
From one man, the house of Jacob came.
从一个家就产生一个国，叫做以色列国。
From the house of Jacob, a nation came. That's the nation of Israel.
从那个国里面。
And from that nation,
神把神的话托付给他们。
God gave His word to them.
因着他们独居的名。
Because they are separate people.
所以神可以保守一个单纯的民族，最后弥赛亚果然降生在伯利恒。
He can preserve for Himself a pure people, and in the end, the Messiah can come.
所以你从第十二章开始。
So from chapter 12 onward,
你就看见人类救赎的曙光，你就看见早晨了。
So you can see the dawn of the redemption of man.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
为什么有曙光呢？
Why is there a dawn?
就是因为黑夜太深了。
Because there would be a sun.
伸手不见五指。
It would be dark.
我们以为人落堕落在罪里面已经最可怕的了。
We think that after the fall, we are most scary.
这只是第一个章。
That's only chapter.
第二乐章。
That's only the first movement.
等到第二乐章，人堕落在肉体。
And in the second movement, we fell into the flesh.
本来神的灵还和肉体相争。
The spirit wars with the flesh.
现在不争了，神放弃了。
And now the war is over because the spirit quit.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是肉体。
That's the flesh.
但是最后是什么？
But in the end,
世界。
It's the world.
那如果神借着亚伯拉罕所要预备的救恩。
So for the redemption that's prepared through Abraham,
那就将来主怎样为我们钉在十字架上。
And it speaks of how the Lord is crucified on the cross.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
十字架要解决的问题。
The problems that the cross must solve.
十字架要对付的对象就这三个对象。
The cross needs to deal with three things.
所以弟兄姊妹， 如果今天堕落有三部曲的话，救恩也是三部曲的。
If the fall comes in three movements, then salvation also comes in three movements.
这才是个完全的救恩。
That is a complete salvation.
所以让我们记得。
So let's remember.
今天人怎样从罪再进到肉体，再进到世界。
So let's remember how man sinned and then found the flesh and then found the world.
你就知道说罪怎样是福音的仇敌。
So you can see how sin is the enemy of the gospel.
肉体怎样是福音的仇敌。
How the flesh is the enemy of the gospel.
还有世界怎样是福音的仇敌。
How the world is the enemy to the gospel.
感谢主题。
Thank the Lord.
你看你十字架要解决所有的问题。
You see that the cross will deal with all the problems.
耶稣的宝血。
The blood of the Lamb.
就洗净我们所犯一个一个的罪。
We cleanse us of all sins.
那个血让谁一看。神的愤怒就越过了。
After God sees that blood, then He would pass away.
那个血也洗净我们心中的天良。
And that blood cleanses our conscience.
不止如此。
Not only so.
也能够答应仇敌的控告。
It can also answer the accusation of the enemy.
这是一个一个的罪。
That's the sin.
我的罪性怎么办？
What about the sinful nature?
我这个人会我这个那个单数的罪我要怎样办？
What do I do with the sin that's in singular form?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 当你读到罗马书的时候，
When you read Romans,
你看有一个办法的。
There is a way.
那个办法就写在第五章到第八章里。
That way is shown in chapters 5 to 8 of Romans.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你不知道当初人是怎么堕落的，
But if you forgot how man fell,
然后你再来读这段圣经，你就不会很清楚的。
Then you read this passage and it won't be clear to you.
罗马书很清楚告诉我们，
Romans tell us clearly,
当人堕落以后，
After man fell,
人留给谁一个烂的摊子？
Man created such a mess for God.
结果神要收拾那个烂摊子。
And God needs to clean up that mess.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
当初人堕落在罪里面。
After man fell to the lowest point.
十字架解决罪的问题。
The cross needs to deal with sin.
两面的问题。
Twofold.
一个多数的罪。
Sin.
一个单数的罪。
And sin.
然后十字架解决肉体的问题。
And the cross needs to deal with the flesh.
尤其从第五章到第八章是很清楚的。
And it's very clear from chapter 5 to 8.
那么最后呢，你看你十字架也解决世界的问题。
And lastly, cross needs to deal with the world.
许多时候我们劝年轻人不要爱世界。
We always exhort the young people not to love the world.
他们不明白。
And they won't understand.
他们觉得年长的人因为不行，身体不行。
We would think that the old people are too old.
这个手也抖了，脚也不行。
And their hands shake and their feet.
所以当然你们不要爱世界。
Of course you can't afford to love the
world. 对年轻人这是花花的世界。
But to young people, the world is awesome.
他忘记。
They forgot.
世界是握在那恶者的手下。
The world is in the hand of the enemy.
是这世界的神弄瞎了他们的心眼。
The god of this world has blinded their eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你明白当初人怎么堕落到世界，
If you remember how man first fall into the world,
你就明白为什么圣经说与世界为友的就是与神为敌。
Then you will truly understand why scripture says those who are friends of the world are enemies of God.
有那么严重吗？
Is that,
果然
is it that serious?
果然是那么严重。
It is truly so.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹，如果我们不明白当初人是怎么堕落的，
If you don't know how man first sinned,
你不知道人堕落的有多深，
You don't know how deep man fell,
你就不知道今天的救恩有多广，
Then you don't understand how high that salvation is,
你不知道这么大的救恩有多大。
You don't see the greatness of the salvation.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thanks the Lord, brothers and sisters.
当你读到创世纪前面十一章，
If you read the first 11 chapters of Genesis,
给我们看见人类堕落的三部曲。
If you see the three movements of the fall of man,
现在你把罗马书跟加拉太书放在一起，
If you put Romans and Galatians side by side,
就给我们看见救恩的三部曲。
Then you can see the three movements of the salvation.
但是最重要的，
But the most important thing,
罗马书第五章一开始告诉我们说，
Romans 5 speaks from the beginning,
罪是从一人入了世界。
Sin entered the world through one man.
死又是从罪来的。
And death through sin.
那现在我们要问。
And now we have to ask.
这件事情怎么发生的？
How did that happen?
你还记得吗？
Do you remember?
当人造好，神造好了人以后。
When God made man.
神把人放在伊甸园里面。
God put man in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园里面有许多的果子，树有许多的树。
Eden has a lot of trees.
其实在第三天的时候，
On the third day,
在神第三天的工作里面，
In the third day of creation,
你看细雨就发生了青草，
Plants grew on the earth.
然后而且你看见那个树都这个，然后呢 当这个然后圣经也告诉我们说那么然后呢你然后告诉我们说那个结种子的菜树还有结果子的树木。
And in Genesis speaks of trees that bear fruit.
所以圣经里面讲的树的是指的结果子的。
So when the Bible refers to trees, it refers to trees.
所以这个果子应该做我们的食物的。
So the herbs that yield seeds is for our food.
当神用泥土造了亚当以后。
When God made Adam from the earth.
亚当有一个身体。
Adam has a body.
这个身体里面有个叫做胃。
In this body, there's a stomach.
什么东西能满足他的胃呢？
What can satisfy the stomach?
这就是神在第三天的工作。
That's the work of God on the third day.
在伊甸园里面，好多一棵一棵这样的树。
In the Garden of Eden, there are many trees.
树上都结了果子。
And on the trees, there are fruit.
那个果子就能够叫我们这个身体长大的。
And that fruit would cause us to grow.
所以很清楚，圣经讲的树。
And it's very clear when it speaks of the tree.
很明显的给我们看见它是结果子的。
It's very clear that the tree yields fruit.
而且果子都包着核。
And in the fruit there are seeds.
果子包着核什么意思？
What does that mean?
今天你吃了果子以后。
After you eat that fruit.
你的生命就长大了。
Your life would grow.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
因为你没有把核吃下去。
Because you didn't swallow that.
你把核子就散布在全世界各地。
You spread the seed.
结果你看你生命就继续延续下去。
So you see how life continues.
所以我们的主讲了生命的时候。
So when the Lord speaks of life.
一面讲了生命的维持。
It speaks of the sustenance of life.
另一面讲到生命的持续。
It speaks of how life is prolonged.
所以当我们读到创世第一章、第二章，我们能很清楚明白神当初的旨意。
So in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we understand the will of God.
所以神造好了人以后，
After God made man,
神怎么说？树上所有的果子都可以吃。
God said you can eat of any tree in the garden.
因为我们知道说亚当的身体需要这些果子来满足他。
Because Adam's body needs to be sustained.
但是当神创造亚当的时候，
But after God created Adam,
神吹气在他的鼻孔里面。
God breathes in his nostrils.
鼻孔代表他的身体。
His nostrils represent his body.
现在神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
他把的气就吹在鼻孔里面。
And God breathes into the nostrils of Adam.
所以在人的里面就制造，就形成了一个器官叫做灵。
So in Adam, his spirit becomes alive.
因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
神要和人来往。
God wants to fellowship with man.
神借着什么来和人来往？
And how did he fellowship with man?
但在人的里面一定有一个东西跟神是几乎是同一个性质的。
So in man, there must be an organ that is in similar nature as God.
神是个灵，所以敬拜他的用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Because God is spirit, those who worship him must worship in spirit.
如果不是借应用这个缘故的话，人不可能和神来往的。
If not so, then we cannot fellowship with God.
所以我们知道亚当外面有身体。
So we see that Adam has a body.
现在呢，神在他里面创造个灵。
And now God created a spirit in him.
这是因为出气的结果。
Because he breathed into his nostrils.
你看，用神的气进到人的里面，就产生了一个东西，叫做神的灵，叫做灵。
So when God breathed into the nostril of Adam, he became a living soul.
所以从此以后呢，人就能够借着灵来与神来往。
So by the spirit of man, he can fellowship with God.
那个灵其实就是一个属灵的胃。
That spirit is a spiritual stomach.
你看见吗？现在人的身体需要果子来充满它。
Now the body of man needs to be satisfied by
food. 这个灵呢，也需要长大的。
But that spirit also needs to grow.
这个灵长大也需要食物的。
For that spirit to grow, it needs food.
所以在神的心目中。
So in the heart of God,
当神把两棵树放在伊甸园中间的时候，
When God put the two trees in the Garden of Eden,
神巴不得人能吃生命树的果子。
God wanted people to eat of the tree of life.
这样的话，你看见有一个东西能满足我们的虚空。
Then that which filled the void in our spirit.
什么时候这个灵，我们的深处没有让生命树的果子满足到，它永远是虚空的。
When that spirit is not filled by the tree of life, it would be empty.
所以等到那个外面的果子进到我们的胃里面，我们满足了。
So So when Adam eat of the fruit, he is satisfied with his stomach.
也只有当生命树的果子进到我们灵的深处，我们才真正饱足了。
So likewise, when the fruit of the tree of life enters into our spirit, then we're truly satisfied.
人的魂，人的灵跟人的魂。
So the spirit and the soul of man.
当时产生作用的时候。
When it came into being.
就产生了第三样的东西。
The third element came into play.
那就是人的魂。
That's the soul of man.
人的思想、人的情感和人的意志。
The mind, the will, and the emotion.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
因为主耶稣说过了。
Because Jesus said.
人若攥着全世界赔上他自己的魂，有什么益处？
Jesus once said, if you gain the whole world yet forfeits your soul, what does that profit you?
他的魂有什么益处呢？赔上他的魂。
How does that?
但是在路加福音里面，主耶稣赔上他的自己。
But in the Gospel of Luke, the Lord Jesus gave up his soul.
所以圣经里面魂就是指着我们自己来说的。
So the soul refers to ourselves.
你思想，所以你存在。
You think, therefore you are.
你爱，你恨，所以你存在。
You love and you hate, therefore you are.
你爱人，你恨罪，这所以你存在。
You hate sin, therefore you are.
你主张，你选择，所以你存在。
I choose and I will, therefore you are.
所以把人的思想、情感、意志放在一起，这就是圣经里面所说的魂。
So the combination of the mind, the will, and the emotion, that is a living soul.
所以希伯来文圣经怎么说呢？
What did God say in Hebrew?
亚当就成了活的魂 ，living soul.
Adam becomes a living soul.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
现在神的灵进到人的里面。
Now the Spirit of God has come into man.
我知道是血气在上面。
When God breathed in Adam.
那么然后呢？你看你人创造人的里面灵，然后灵跟身体一作用，就变成了活的魂。
And the Spirit entered into the body and became a living soul.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
现在这个人是有灵、有魂、有身体。
So now man has a spirit, a soul, and a body.
他怎么长大呢
？How did he grow?
他身体的长大是所有树上的果子都可以吃。
For the body to grow, he eats of the trees, for fruit of the tree.
那如果人吃生命树的果子
，But if man eat of the tree of life,
他的灵自然就长大了。
Then his spirit would grow.
在神的次序里面
，In the order of God.
人的身体受他魂的管理。
The body is managed by the soul.
人的魂受灵的管理。
The soul is managed by the spirit.
那因为生命树的果子在那个灵里面，灵的深处。
Because the fruit of the tree of life is in the depths of the spirit. Then the whole being of man is governed by the spirit of God.
这就是神当初最高的旨意。
That's the highest will of God.
所以很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
因为人有灵。
Because the man has a spirit.
你看有一棵树叫做生命树。
There's the tree of life.
因为我们有一个身体。
Because we have a body.
有许多树上的果子。
There are these trees.
因为我们有个魂。
Because we have a soul.
结果你看见和另外一棵树叫做知识善恶树就发生关系。
There is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
如果人吃生命树的果子。
If people eat of the tree of life.
他不只是灵长大了。
Not only will his spirit grow.
因为他的魂在灵的管制底下。
Because his spirit is under the government of God.
然后他的魂也长大。
Because the soul is under the government of the spirit, the soul would grow. That's the will of God.
但神警告亚当。
But God warned Adam.
你不可以吃那棵树。
You cannot eat of the tree.
什么都可以。
You can eat of.
知识善恶树的果子你不可以吃。
But you cannot eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
吃的日子必定死。
The day you eat of it, you will surely die.
神知道。
God knew.
当人吃那个果子的时候。
When men eat of that fruit.
他的魂就被。Activate 就激发了。
His soul would be activated.
本来亚当是浑浑噩噩的，是 neutral， 是完全中性的。
In the beginning, Adam was a neutral being.
就是 moral， 就是道德来讲，他是中性。
Moral wise, he is neutral.
但是自从他吃了生命善恶树果子以后
，But after he ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil，
他忽然对自己产生了感觉，
he became very self-conscious.
等到他一对自己产生感知觉
，After he became self-conscious，
他发现自己是身肉体的。
He noticed that he's naked.
弟兄姊妹，这证明什么？
What does that tell us?
证明说他魂的眼睛开，眼睛明亮了。
It shows us that his eyes have been opened.
那个明亮当然不是外面的眼睛。
That's not the outer eye.
他魂里面眼睛明亮了。
It's the eyes of the soul.
所以你知道说那个善恶树实际上是激发他魂的生命的。
So the tree of the knowledge of good and evil stimulated his soul life.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
自从吃的那天。 神说必定死。
God said the day you eat of it, you'll surely die.
所以罪就从一个人进来。
So sin entered through one man.
死又是从罪来的。
And death through sin.
那请大家记得。
But remember.
亚当吃的那天没有死。
Adam didn't die that day.
神说死就是死了。
But God said he would die.
身体是900年多年以后才死。
His body died 900 years later.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那一天他的灵死了。
On that day his spirit died.
从此以后与神的交通就断绝。
And he cut off the fellowship of God.
人就离开神不知道有多远。
And man has fell so far away from God.
人就犯了许许多的罪。
And they committed so many sins.
人也落在罪的权势底下。
And they came under the tyranny of sin.
不止如此。
Not only so,
到了九 然后到了九百五十岁五九百多岁以后
After 900 years
那个死和罪从中心慢慢就达到圆周
That death and sin spread from the core outward
先开始污染我们的魂
It first contaminated our soul
最后我们这个身体软弱到一个地步终于躺在坟墓里
And it also infected the body and Adam died
所以死就临到众人
So death spread to all men.
这就是第五章的开始。
That's the beginning of chapter 5.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
You understand.
这和两棵树发生关系。
That has something to do with the two trees.
但是因着人拣选了善恶树。
But because man chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
只要他的魂被激发以后。
After his soul was activated.
他能够独立的生活。
He wants independence.
他不需要依靠神。
He doesn't need God anymore.
因为本来我们知道说，魂的长大是跟着灵长大而长大的。
Because the growth of the soul is corresponded to the growth of the spirit.
现在灵虽然死了，他仍旧长大。
But now the spirit is dead, but the soul is still growing.
膨胀。
It's still puffed up.
一直膨胀到一个地步，人说宇宙中没有神，甚至说神死了。
It's so puffed up that man can say that God is dead and there is no God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是第五章的开始。
That's the beginning of chapter 5.
第五章十一节那里所讲的。
That's what chapter 5 verse 11 says.
那背后是两棵树的故事。
In the back of it all is the story of the tree.
好，我想我们今天下午就说到这里。
And we'll end it from here.
那知道今天晚上还有明天早晨，晚上还有主日早晨。
And we have four more messages, one this evening and two more tomorrow.
我们最后一个简单祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你把这些话交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we thank you and want to place these words into your hands.
我们特别想到在座许多的年轻人。
We want to remember the young people in our midst.
当他们在这个到处都是试探的世界里面。
When they are encountered by all these temptations.
他们何等容易被仇敌掳去。
They're very easily led astray by the enemy.
所以我们仰望你，但愿借着这一次你的话。
So by your word.
叫我们做一个真正自由的人。
Truly let us.Set us free.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你不只拯救我们。
You have not only saved us.
你也释放我们。
You also set us free.
你也把自由给了我们。
You also gave us your freedom.
我们敬拜你。
We want to worship you.
感谢你。
We want to thank you.
靠主耶稣基督的圣的名。
In Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.